It's just after 12:30, Sunday lunchtime in the capital of Europe. You are listening to The Bulletin, Brussels in English on Bruzz. Here is a very cool event happening on Tuesday, the 22nd of October. I'm just going to say what it's called. It's called Brussels Explained, and I'm going to ask its organiser, Selma Franson, to tell us what it's all about. Hi, Selma.
Hello.
Brussels Explained. Come on, then.
So I guess the idea for Brussels Explained came out of a Flemish event that we already organized that's called Moeilijke Dingen Makkelijk Uitgelegd, which doesn't translate to English very well. It would be something like, you know, difficult things easily explained. But the idea behind it is that there are so many things on the news, things like, I don't know, Bitcoin, the blockchain, the Panama Papers, like how do companies, you know, do their money laundering? How does that actually work? There's so many of these things that you read about, but you don't know the basic idea behind it.
Yeah.
So that's where Moeilijke Dingen Makkelijk Uitgelegd came from, that we would gather five experts. They all speak for 10 minutes on a difficult topic. So the kind of thing that you should Google, but it's more fun to actually hear somebody explain it and you get to ask some questions. So that was the idea behind that event. And then we thought, well, you know, I'm an expat myself. I'm Dutch. I've been here for 6 years living in Brussels. And there are so many questions I have about the city. Things you can't really Google, things that you do talk about with friends, but nobody quite knows the answer.
It's a baffling place at times, isn't it?
It can be, yes. And I think understanding the city better helps you feel at home, but it also helps you to kind of protest things that you don't really agree with. Like, you know, just knowing how things work. Like, why are there suddenly all of these bikes, you know, like these rental bikes all over the town?
Like,
where do they come from?
Yeah.
Like, why are they there? What are the rules and regulations with them? Why is the scaffolding up for 30 years on the Palace of Justice? I think that's like an eternal question. So I would like to see those kind of things answered and understand the city better. And I think it will help me feel more at home. And I think that goes for many people who live here. So we decided to team up with The Bulletin. And so it's when I say us, it's me. I'm a freelance journalist. It's De Buren, which is the Flemish Dutch cultural house. And it's Curieus VZW, which is a socio-cultural organization. So we all team up and we invited five experts to, you know, to give us to give a talk about five difficult subjects that are related to Brussels.
Brussels in English. You're with The Bulletin on Bruzz. I'm joined by Selma, who is organizing Brussels Explained on the 22nd of October, trying to get our heads around this crazy city that we have chosen to live in. You have assembled a panel of experts. Tell us about them and what they're going to be talking about.
That's right. So we have five experts and two of them actually write for The Bulletin. The first one is Derek Bliff, who is going to answer, you know, something that I never really wondered about, because I feel like Brussels is quite an exciting city for expats, but apparently Brussels has this reputation among expats as kind of boring. So he's going to answer that question and I guess debunk the myth. Then we have Julian Wolf, who is a Dutch filmmaker, and he graduated recently from the St. Lucas Film School in Brussels, and he followed, I'm not sure what the English word for them is. In Dutch, we would say hangjongeren. Does that ring a bell? So that would be teenage youth from Brussels who spend quite a lot of time sitting on the street, smoking cigarettes, or I guess they vape these days. I don't know.
Okay,
so that's right. The question for him. Like, what do they do?
Loiterers.
Loiterers, yeah. Teenage loiterers, that would be it. What do they do? What kind of subculture is that? Then we have Linda A. Thompson, who also writes for The Bulletin. She's going to talk about registering your kid at a Brussels school, which I've heard is not that easy. And she's going to explain the school system.
There's no one system. That's the thing. There's the French-speaking and the Dutch-speaking.
So she's going to explain these different systems and how to navigate them.
Good luck, Linda.
Then we have Philip Keimuller. He works for Diogenes VZW, which is an organization that focuses on homeless people. And he's going to tell us, who are the homeless of Brussels? How many are they? Do we know how many they are? What are kind of their challenges? And then last, we have Kevin Kabongo. He works for Waka Waka Generation. He's the co-founder. And he is going to tell us a bit about how you see colonial history in the streets of Brussels, other than the quite obvious statues of King Leopold.
Yeah.
He's going to tell us a little bit about how we see that history in the streets.
And can we ask questions at the end or during?
Yes, yes. So there will be like an unabridged 10-minute talk, and then there will be room for some questions
in
the audience. Yeah.
The first of hopefully several Brussels Explained and other similar in the series is taking place on Tuesday, the 22nd of October. Just remind us the practical details, where and how to get involved with this.
Well, you can register through the website of De Buren. And it is a staking place at the Buren as well. So you'll find the Buren next to Muntpunt. Mm.
We will put a link as well on thebulletin.be. If you head over there now, you will see an article all about Brussels Explained, who's talking, and how to get involved. Just a reminder, this is taking place again on Tuesday, the 22nd of October. Selma, best of luck. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you there.